Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz, with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Nau mai, haere mai, and welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra, calling for a rest revolution. When we rest in the conscious awareness that is Yoga Nidra, it is a tiny act of revolution. We are napping in the face of a culture that celebrates busyness and achievement, but denies listening to what our weary bodies, minds, and souls need. So today, know that you're not only taking rest for yourself, you're taking part in a revolution. We are resting on behalf of those who cannot find rest right now. We're resting on behalf of our ancestors who might have been denied rest, and maybe other ancestors that denied rest to others. We're resting on behalf of all those living in great uncertainty. And this is vital. We so need rest time in this current climate to digest and integrate all that is happening. I don't want to bury my head in the sand and pretend that there is no suffering in the world. I want to bear witness and take action in any small way I can. And maybe you do too. But to do this, we need to take really good care of ourselves, to not overload and overwhelm ourselves so that we burn out. Yoga Nidra is a delicious and loving practice that resets your nervous system and creates a container to feel the full breadth of all your feelings, all your sorrows and joys, all your heartaches and all your laughter, all your pain and all your pleasure. In Nidra, we're not going to sleep and pretending that nothing is happening. Instead, we are waking up to the full experience of being present. We also enter the magic of the liminal space of Yoga Nidra that allows us to contemplate another way of being, a place of creative solutions, a place of liberation for all beings. When we give ourselves the gift of rest, we can rise up refreshed and engage with the world fully, and even take action on behalf of those who seek our support. So settling into your nest on behalf of all beings and rest for team humanity and indeed all creatures and ecosystems, every single living being. From the tiniest soil microbe burrowing deep in the earth to the biggest blue whale singing somewhere in the sea, we rest for them all. We rest for the rich and the poor. We rest for the oppressed and the oppressors. We rest so that we might dream up a new way of being a part of this planet that supports and nurtures us all. So taking the time now to settle in a little bit deeper, feeling all the places where your body meets the earth upon whom you're resting today, feeling all the places where she meets and greets your body and holds you so gently. And maybe you know this place where you're resting really well. Maybe you can even see the soil that your bones are resting upon. And whether it's thick clay like here where I live, or maybe you're lucky enough to be resting on light loamy soil or chalky and flinty soil, rocky crumbly soil or parched sand. And maybe you know the smell of this earth. Perhaps you can even smell that now. And perhaps there are other aromas mingling, the gloriousness of roses, the ever hopeful whiff of raindrops, and maybe something cooking. And welcoming all that you can hear today in your Nidra nest. Birdsong and traffic, laughter and tradie radios blaring the Rock FM, and all the humming of insects, maybe even soft breezes. And perhaps feeling the textures of your clothing or your blankies against your skin. A sense of being held by your clothing and blankies. the place where the boundary of your body meets the world beyond. And perhaps you can feel this embrace of cloth against your skin moving as your breath flows in and flows out. A soft and effortless breath moving through your body as your body settles into stillness. And taking the time to invite your body to settle deeper into this embrace of Papatuanuku, offering the weight of your head and all that it carries, all your thoughts, all your ideas, all your memories, and simply lie them down to rest in her lap, letting down through your shoulders and all that you've been carrying, letting down through your upper arms, your elbows, letting down through your forearms and your wrists, and releasing all your fingers and your thumbs as there is nothing to hold on to. And then feeling the length of your spine being cradled by the earth beneath, letting down through your hips and your buttocks, letting down through your knees, your shins and your calves, your heels and your ankles, letting down through the tops of your feet and the soles of your feet and each and every toe. There's no need to be marching or walking or driving or biking, standing or even sitting. Your legs can find rest now. And feeling that sense of being held now flowing up through the front of your body. Sense of being held washing over the tops of your feet and your ankles, through your shins, your kneecaps, your thighs, all the way through your hip flexors and pelvis. And maybe taking the time to pause here in your pelvis, listening to the space, listening to the wisdom of your gut. And it might speak to you in the language of sensation. It might speak to you in the language of emotions. It might even speak to you in the language of your mother tongue. Simply listening here and welcoming all that has to be shared. Pausing and savoring. And then letting your awareness come to rest in the space of your solar plexus. And listening to this space. Listening to the fire of your belly. Is it a roaring blaze or is it a tiny coal just smouldering? And then inviting your awareness to come into the space behind your breastbone, deep in your heart's core, and welcoming all that is arising in this space today. Welcoming all sensations, all your thoughts, and all your feelings. And perhaps you might like to dwell here longer and allow your awareness to slowly welcome the space of your throat, softening your jaw, relaxing your cheeks, and perhaps just feeling the gentle flow of your breath, feeling the soft sensations of your breath around your nostrils, within your nostrils, the place where the breath of your body meets the outside world. And watching the revolution of this breath breath flowing into your body and breath flowing out of your body. The arising of your breath like the dawn, the peak of your breath like the midday sun, and the gentle fading of your breath out into the afternoon and evening, and all the way into the pause of midnight. The revolution of your breath, just like the daily revolution of the earth on its axis. And perhaps you might like to stay here, just watching this flow of your breath. Or you might like to bring your awareness to come all the way up to perch on the space between your eyebrows. And the invitation is to simply take the time to meet and pause in each and every place of your body. From here in this little perch between your eyebrows, surveying the landscape of your resting body. Feeling your awareness melting down across the bridge of your nose, down across your lips, your chin, softly down your throat, and coming to a pause here in the little hollow in between your collarbones. And just savoring this place. Feeling your awareness slowly moving from this little hollow in between your collarbones and gliding down into your right shoulder, smoothing all the way down through your upper arm and into your elbow, and from your elbow all the way down through your forearm into your wrist. Awareness melting through the palm of your hand and greeting your thumb, your first finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Feeling that the whole length of your right arm is alive with your awareness. And feeling that awareness returning now to your wrist, your elbow, and your shoulder. And coming back just to have a little breather here. And the hollow in between your collarbones. Awareness now melting across and into your left shoulder. Savoring the space here at your shoulder. And feeling that sense of awareness melting down through your upper arm into your elbow. And from your elbow down through your forearm and into your wrist. Melting through your wrist and the palm of your hand to the very tip of your left thumb, your first finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. The whole length of your left arm, alive with your awareness. Feeling that awareness moving back into your wrist, your elbow, and your shoulder. And coming back to take another little breather here in the hollow in between your collarbones. And then feeling your awareness traveling all the way down into the space behind your breastbone. Pausing here in the space behind your breastbone. And perhaps you can feel this awareness radiating out into the right side of your chest and the left side of your chest. And coming back into the very center behind your breastbone. And that awareness awakening now your belly. Awakening your pelvis. Awareness smoothing and gliding all the way down through your right hip, down through your thigh into your knee, through your shin and your calf, all the way down into your ankle. Awareness awakening all the way through your foot to the very tips of your toes, your right big toe and second toe, third and fourth and little toe, the whole length of your leg awake, alive, feeling all the sensations. Letting your awareness travel back into your ankle, your knee, your hip, all the way back to your pubic bones. And then moving down through and into your left hip, melting down through your thigh into your knee, through your shin and your calf, all the way down into your ankle. Awareness melting down through your foot and in between your toes. Aliveness in your left big toe and second toe, third and fourth and little toe. Feeling the whole of the left leg alert, awake, alive with sensation. And inviting your awareness to travel all the way back through your ankle, your knee, your hip, coming back to your pubic bones and your pelvis, all the way back to your solar plexus and your belly, to your heart space, and that little hollow in between your collarbones. And all the way back to the place that is the space between your eyebrows. And perching here once again and surveying the land of your body here at rest, here upon the land of the earth herself. And perhaps you can feel the stillness of your body here at rest, held in a loving space of deep rest upon the earth. A deep stillness as though your body is asleep. And yet, at the same time, the light of your conscious awareness, alert, awake, observing your body here at rest. Coming back to this place of stillness after our journey around all the points of awareness, and noticing how after this revolution with your awareness, you are back at the starting place, and yet everything feels different. Feeling the stillness of your body deep in rest, and yet the movement of your soft and effortless breath moving through your body. Perhaps noticing all the points of awareness gently expanding as you breathe in, and then releasing and relaxing down into the earth as you breathe out. Stillness and movement, asleep, and awake, coming back to the beginning to find it is a completely new place. And then inviting your awareness to move to wherever a place or a space calls for your attention. And simply listening to this place or this space. What is arising in this space? What does your rested self want to tell you? And could you simply listen with your ears and your heart and your mind? And then letting that settle, so that you might bring the wisdom of your rested self back with you to the shores of your waking life. What fresh insights can you bring to this revolution of daily life? Welcoming a stronger breath to fill your lungs. And maybe a yawn or a sigh. And perhaps twinkling your fingers and toes, ready for the next project. And then rolling over onto your side and opening your eyes to the newness of this day. And knowing that this practice of yoga nidra is now complete. And thank you for listening.